It's time for Product Genius with Tiffany Krumen.
And greetings and salutations, everybody. There they are. Yeah. They are still in the studio. They are still here. They are legions of adoring fans. They are here for only one reason, and that ain't me. I'm Stephen Julian. I'm your slightly annoying co-host. They are here to hear from our fantastic product genius, who is Noah McNeely. He's going to be from Product Quick Start in just a second. They're also here to hear from the lady of the hour, the lady with the power, she who must always be obeyed, at least when we're on the air. It's Tiffany Krumen!
Says the man who called me out and had an on-air meeting last episode.
Now, see, here's the problem. Last episode, you don't know if this episode is going to come out before that episode.
I can tell him that.
So all I can tell everybody is a little cross-promotion. If you haven't heard it yet, wait till you hear from Happy Jack Floats. We had to interrupt our guest Dana Watts so that I could tell Tiffany how to properly do a tease on a podcast. And actually, it all came out of the fact that you love what you do so much and you love helping people that you took my question and enhanced it.
I jumped to it.
Yeah. I just thought it was a little early in I thought, let her do the, you know, and so anyway, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk with Noah from Product Quick Start. Before we get to Noah, just want to say, first of all, thank you for letting me do this show.
Absolutely. Thank you for being my sidekick.
I'm happy to do it. Happy to do it. Product genius, mom genius, what's going on in the world of product development with you?
A lot of stuff. We just got our first mom genius design product that we actually designed with Noah. Just hit the ground, and we are getting it ready to put it up on our e-commerce site.
And by the way, to keep our show going, I don't know how these shows are going to come out in order, but you said on that show with Dana, mm-hmm. We'll talk about it on the next show.
Yeah.
So now, if this is the next show, now it's going to be the next show. So, hey, we're still learning as we're taping 2 years in how to figure out how to do all the teases right. Yeah. But we appreciate our listeners sticking with us. So let's get to, the man of the hour, yes. The man with the power. It is Noah McNeely with Product Quick Start. Noah, as always, welcome back to the studio.
Well, thank you. And my power may be a bit overrated, but happy to be here.
My job is the hype man to build it back up. It's a wrestling promotion. So,
and let me just say, I wasn't part of that show, but Happy Jack Float sounds like an awesome name.
Yes.
And what popped into my head was an adult ice cream beverage.
Ah.
You could put an adult ice cream beverage in your Happy Jack float as you're floating in your pool or lazy river.
That would be awesome.
So, yeah, go check out happyjackfloat.com. Hey, for the first time in the history of our show, we are now giving a pitch to a product in two different shows. But if there was anybody that would do that, it's Noah, because Product Quick Start, for those people that or maybe this is their first time listening to the show, tell everybody about what you do at Product Quick Start.
Well, Product Quick Start is a product development organization, and we help mostly entrepreneurs develop their products and get them ready for market. And what I tell people is we're all about making stuff. So I can help you start with a blank sheet of paper, design, engineer, prototype your product, find the manufacturer, build out your supply chain, the whole nine yards. I can't help you sell it. I can give you my opinion, but if you want to make something, I'm your guy.
So well, the beautiful thing is Noah, he doesn't always, you know, share this part, but yes, he works with entrepreneurs, but he actually started in the opposite order. He has designed products for some of the biggest brands in the world under his previous company, and now he decided to work with entrepreneurs. Yes. So it's a small little niche market for sure for him.
Entrepreneurs are a lot more fun.
Right. Yeah. Our friend Brock always says, they actually say thank you and talk to you.
they have passion for what they're doing.
It's a way to earn a living, and it's a way to give back all at the same time. And like you said, it's a lot more exciting and fun. And you partner more, I guess would be the way to put it.
Yes.
And that's why on Noah's show, he is totally fine with shouting out happyjackfloats.com because he's like, hey, that's what I do is I put the spotlight on other products and help them get their stuff out. But let's get to the topic at hand, because this is also a first for our show. And I can't remember how long, maybe never. This is the first time where we kind of teased in the last episode what we were going to do on this episode.
And actually stuck with it.
That's what makes it the first, right?
Yeah, let's hope that episode drops before this one.
Oh, it has. Okay. Yeah, it's going to, we're all good with that. So we can guarantee, I can guarantee that, and I don't get to do that in my other day job. So we are, you had given us two great topics, and on our last show, we kind of talked about, Rich Inventor, Poor Inventor. And then this one, we were talking about balance. That's what we teased. And this came at, tell everybody where this came out of a little bit.
Well, so my wife, Mariah, and I, we will pick a show on that we can stream and watch. Because we have such complicated schedules, we can't really do much else sometimes. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, we're going to watch this show. We're just going to sit down and watch when we have time. Our current show is called Cobra Kai, which is on Netflix. And it's basically the Karate Kid characters 35 years later. So it's all about karate. And, you know, I don't know if it's legit karate or if it's just all fictional stuff. Yeah. And I'm going to have to be honest, my extent of karate knowledge is limited to that show. So
yeah.
There's an old t-shirt that says, I know karate and seven other Japanese words, right?
So, exactly. Yeah, exactly. I'm not even sure I get to seven.
Maybe two. So, I think everybody listening probably gets it, but just in case, I'll be the slightly annoying co-host and just finish the analogy. The famous, one of the many famous lines from the original 1984-85 movie, Karate Kid, is balance. Mr. Miyagi always says, you know, concentrate, focus hard, remember balance, right? So that's the big line at the tournament. And he's been teaching him balance. He's right. Standing on the boat and all the other things, standing and doing the crane kick. And that's the thing of balance. So we're here to talk about balance in terms of product development.
Yeah. So in the show, you know, balance with karate is certainly a big deal. You know, students keep your footing and fight well. But they also talk about balance in life. And that's what got me to thinking that a lot of entrepreneurs I meet, they could use a little more balance in life and in their product development process and in their, really the design of their product.
Because it's a chaotic, you know, when you come into this space, it is chaotic and scary and you don't know which direction to go in. And you're seeing all of these different companies coming after you. Like, for example, when you file your patent and then you get companies saying, I want to protect it for you. And so it's really hard to determine how to balance that because you're getting so much noise.
Yeah. Sidebar, but if you file a patent, like I'm on a lot of patents just because, you know, I've been part of this industry a long time. Every time one gets published, I get like five letters in the mail about, hey, send us $300. We'll frame your patents. Like, leave me alone. I'm not saying
frame your patent.
It's all sorts of crazy stuff.
And a lot of people fall for it because they're so proud of this patent.
For $300?
Yes. Oh, you name it.
It's a public database. So, you know, they every time. Yeah, I think they just mass mail.
Listen, I'm just stuck on $300.
No, but most of them aren't even the framing thing. Most of them are some sort of insurance on your thing, and they'll get a hold of you when it comes to renew, which is exactly 7 and 10 years or whatever. Anyway, it's like,
You're going to get notices from the patent office anyway. Yeah. So
ignore all of this. Yes.
That was a sidebar. Has nothing to do with balance.
But a good tip.
But those are the kind of things that can throw you off balance, I guess. So.
Well, by the way, if you ever do get that patent and you actually do want to display it proudly, Eric Bachman, Snellville Framing and Fine Art, great guy, known him since he was a teenager. Eric Bachman, Snellville Framing and Fine Art. Free shout out to Eric. So, okay, let's get back on track. As with many things in life, balance is a key to a sane, successful product development process. So your product hangs in the balance of cost, quality, features, and time. Or a stool with only two legs does not stand for long.
Yeah, so I was particularly creative when I made that list of topics. So these are all totally made up proverbs that I don't think I stole them from anywhere.
Mr. Miyagi never said the stool line.
No, these are not Miyagi-isms. These are
Noah-isms, which he's really
perhaps. But if I stole them from you, I may have read it somewhere. I apologize.
Yeah, that's okay.
So what? If we remember our good friend Don, who I worked with for many years, he used to say something that was very important, very profound, and that was, you can have two of the following three. You can get it fast, you can get it cheap, or you can get it high quality. You can pick two of those, you can't have all three. And that's sort of an old adage that is true. You can emphasize two, but you're going to give up one. I look at it a little bit differently in the sense that it's really a three-legged stool and you need to balance all three of those, especially for entrepreneurs. There are some exceptions where you don't want to balance all three, and we can talk about that real briefly in a minute. But what I find is that entrepreneurs, they if they're going to launch a product, they need to try to find some level of acceptability with all three of those. You don't want to focus everything on, you know, make it the highest quality thing in the world, because then you may never launch it. Mm-hmm. You'll never get there. You don't want to focus on make it the cheapest thing in the world. And this applies not only to the product itself, but also the process that you're using to develop that process.
Or the engineers you're hiring, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can totally cheap out. You can hire engineers that don't know what they're doing and they've never done it before. And yeah, you got a good deal, but did you really? And so you've emphasized that leg of the stool and your stool fell over. Mm-hmm. You can go the other way. You can go total high quality in your development process and you can burn through all your cash or all your time, or you can say, let's do it super, super fast, and you're going to end up with a product that maybe could have been a lot better if you just took a little more time to get there.
As someone is coming across this and they're looking at fast or cost or highest quality, is this something that you as product Quick Start and the product development, is it that you can see that better? Is this an idea of common sense? Hey, as I'm approaching it as an entrepreneur and an inventor, I need to make sure I put a filter of common sense and you know, I can't get too caught up on one of those three legs or I need to recognize by common sense I'm missing this leg.
Right.
How do we identify this?
Works in this scenario. I really don't. Sometimes it doesn't.
Well, common sense comes in.
That was my word. You can pick a different one.
Well, I have to look at it through the lens of what you're trying to accomplish. So like I said, there are exceptions, and I'll cover a couple of those. But generally, the lens you're trying to of what you're trying to accomplish is you're trying to launch a successful product business. And for that to be successful, all three of these things have to be to an acceptable level. Mm-hmm. And that's the lens that I look through things with. I think the common sense comes really whether people are willing to listen to that mm-hmm. advice or not. Sometimes people are just dead set, and sometimes it's for good reason. Oftentimes it's not.
Often, I would say common sense goes out the window on this one because they don't have the common sense in this industry. They don't know what.
When you're saying common sense goes out the window, are you saying it's impossible for people to have common sense or that common sense doesn't help?
No, I think they don't know enough about this industry and the pricing and whatnot to have common sense in this industry.
So you would say they need someone like Noah to kind of help them balance
almost
this.
Always.
I think with respect to this industry, yes. But okay. I think the same three-legged stool applies in a lot of areas that people do understand. And like even your whatever your hobby is, like it's let's say you're cooking, you know, you can buy the nicest ingredients in the world and then you don't take the time to cook it right, it's going to be a terrible meal.
Right.
So I think there's elements that apply across the board.
We can all agree that we could talk to 1,000 people and go, is balance good in life? And a vast majority.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's the whole balance. Mr. Miyagi said so.
Here's an example of what I mean by that. When he talks about time and money in this, those two in particular, they don't know how much time it takes to get this product made. They don't know how much money it costs to engineer these things typically. So even those two things can be so mind-boggling to them that they can't really choose because they don't know.
If you're willing to accept the philosophy of balance, then you're more open to the detailed information I can give you about how to get there.
Yeah.
So really, you've masked this topic just to go, you need to listen to me.
Yeah. Kind of.
Well, I mean,
that's how you get balance.
Listen. One of the long running themes on this show, especially your shows, even back to when Don was talking with us too, is part of your job is just trying to get people to listen to good advice.
I can't tell you how many people I've sent to Noah or sent to Brock or IP person. Literally every person that's come through the show and asked about them that has come back and thanked me. Mm-hmm. I mean, profusely just. You don't understand. I didn't know this much about it. And he just explained everything in one phone call or two emails. So, yeah, I mean, I think listening to all
is that a guarantee? One phone call or two emails? No. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Please read prospectus carefully.
And the next will be a nightmare call, right?
For your product quick start needs. Okay.
I did say there were exceptions.
There are exceptions. Oh, go over the exceptions.
I rarely see that the exceptions are a good fit for entrepreneurs. And the reason for that those exceptions are when you are trying to take advantage of a really special market opportunity.
Like you were on the pilot episode of Shark Tank with six clay models.
Well I'm going to sideline that first.
Okay, good.
So in other words, to really know that you have a unique market opportunity, you've got to have the wisdom in that market to understand that you're going to break the rules on purpose, and here's why. And I'll give an example. So this whole COVID thing, a lot of businesses saw that as an opportunity. So the COVID thing is only going to last a certain period of time. They knew that. So they're like, okay, we're going to get the sanitation product out there. we're going to not worry as much about quality. We're not going to worry as much about development costs because we want to be on the market in 3 months. Mm-hmm. And that was okay in that situation. They understood their market. They understood the opportunity. And they were able to attack it and say, okay, but we're going to sacrifice quality. And this is not going to be a great product. And after COVID, we're probably going to redesign it, mm-hmm. et cetera, et cetera. Another example is sometimes that cost element, that can be absolutely critical. And I'll give an example from my earlier in my career. We were doing a project for a very large company that makes wipes, you know, wet wipes and things mm-hmm. like that. We were developing the plastic container for the wet wipes. And in that case, it was critical to get every single penny out of that we could, because they're going to make millions of these things. And they were willing to put a lot more money and time into research and development than you would normally put into a little plastic box, because they knew that was their market opportunity. Mm-hmm. These are levels of kind of market sophistication most entrepreneurs don't have. Some do, and don't get me wrong, there's always an exception to every rule, but there are cases where you do want to violate this three-legged stool thing, but then you're almost walking that tightrope of a balance between two sure. very critical things, and you're trying to fit through a very small
hole. And you're saying those companies also have the funding to go after that kind of quick money-making opportunity, right? Where an entrepreneur might not.
Yes, but it's also that they have the wisdom to know. Not that entrepreneurs aren't wise, but they have the market wisdom mm-hmm. and experience to know that this is an opportunity we can capitalize yeah. on. And they don't want to spend more money than they have to. They just know they're going to get a return on that money.
Well, using your COVID example of cleaning solution or whatever, that was not a brand new company from, you know, starting out. Oh, we got to get in on the it were companies that had other products and go, sure. we can pivot quickly to cover this. I'm thinking
that
of Ford.
That being said, there have been entrepreneurs in this period that did do that.
Sure.
But they followed this. They also understood the market well enough.
And there are probably very right. few that actually succeeded.
I'll give an example. I worked with, trying to make sure I don't disclose anything I shouldn't or that would be offensive. I worked with a client in this space, and they were dead set on get to the market quickly. And that's where we started. But over time, they kind of lost track of that. And then they started developing this really advanced product and this, that, and the other, which is also fine. But they missed the COVID opportunity mm-hmm. because of that. And they ended up being okay with that. That was their business plan evolved. A big company wouldn't have done that. They would have stayed focused.
Sure. And just got it done. All right. So since we spoke of COVID, I'm allowed one time on the show to say, let's pivot to the next part of your topic of balance.
Yes.
You kind of prepped the show by saying a broader or deeper foundation can balance more, or a Noahism, a tree with deep roots grows to the sky, but the shallow tree is toppled by a light breeze.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to sound as much like Mr. Miyagi
that's
as
right.
possible.
Trademark 2021, Noah McNeely, Product Quick Start.
Copyright, I think, on that one.
So what I'm meaning by that is that you don't have to balance all by yourself. As an entrepreneur, I think a lot of people kind of feel like it's them against the world. And building roots means building your network of people that you can ask for advice. You know, it's people like me. It's people like Tiffany. It's people like Brock. It's people that can help you strengthen the foundation of your business plan, of your idea, so that you bounce off trusted people, and that builds the strength of your business. And it helps you balance more by leveraging people in your network. And, you know, it's not just growing your network, it's also growing the robustness of your idea. The more robust your idea, and I don't mean just the product, I mean the business plan. How are you going to sell it? How are you going to market. All these things, growing that out helps you to balance more and more, or to survive being off balance more and more. Mm-hmm. I that might be a better way to say that.
I was sitting here thinking that one of the things about that, as far as building a deeper network or deeper foundation, I like your idea of network and the robustness. I was also thinking of just kind of knowledge base, just kind of market research, kind of understanding what, you know, you talked about the business plan. A good business plan covers a lot of behind the scenes research.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think about it like, you know, I meet with people and they come in and they have their idea. And like I say, even after one phone call, we've improved the idea And if they're willing to allow that, then that helps strengthen the roots of their idea. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they come in and what they've really got is a great problem to solve, and their idea is not. Your idea kind of sucks sometimes, you know, to be honest. I'm not going to tell you it sucks. I'm going to help you develop it better. But sometimes the key is that problem, and the people that are willing to kind of break that down and put it back together again, those are the ones we can make stronger by building the roots of their idea, their business, their, you know, and I'm part of their network at that point.
Tiffany, this whole show, Product Genius, the whole theory behind this show, the whole goal is to create a table of geniuses that people can, that we talk to and that we plumb the depths of what they know and give it to people for free. And it's at least on this show, and then try to get them to go the next step and engage with a genius, whether it's one on our show or one they know, to help them develop their product.
Yeah, and learn from them for free. It's pretty simple.
At least on the show. And then there will come a point where it might cost, and that's worth it too. Yep. So as you look back on your journey, did you have a broad, deep foundation?
You know, the first 3 or 4 years, no. I was drowning. I was drowning, and it was rough. And Barbara was my main mentor. Had a few shiesty people I came across that I really didn't care for.
And by the way, Barbara didn't have the deepest foundation
in product development.
Right?
And that was the challenge.
Right.
Yeah, we both had to make those connections, and we slowly did over the years. We built onto that, and I could say I have the strongest foundation now. You know, people like Noah and Brock are some of my favorites because they are just so solid. I know if somebody comes to me for either of those items, I can go directly to them.
Well, that's what I was going to say, is one of the things you've shared at various times on this show and working as I've been your co-host, you'll talk about how in those early years, you've talked about your struggles of the business, but you've also shared with me sometimes of people reaching out to you just because they saw you on TV and thinking you have it all together.
Yeah.
And when, and even as early as a few years ago, when we first, you were like, don't ask me.
Yeah.
And now look, because of this show, because of Product Genius and your business and just, you know, the knowledge and all that, anyone can reach out to you and you're like, I know exactly. You need to talk to Noah. You need to talk to Seth. You need, you know,
the challenging thing in this industry is a lot of people say they have those resources, but so many of them are scams. I mean, it's just, this industry is eaten up with dishonest people.
Well,
and a lot of them are very well known. I mean, a lot of these companies you'll find in a quick Google search. So you've got to be very careful who you.
Okay. So if you're a product based business owner and you know a ton more about developing a product than I do, because my product is service when it comes to people's investments. But I would say this, the biggest thing about kind of building this broader, deeper foundation, very quickly, anyone you talk to, are they just trying to sell you something, or are they trying to truly help you and sell you something in order to help you? Right?
Are they trying to make money off of you or make money with you?
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Are they trying to make a sale, or are they trying to profit from, or are they trying to be part of your profit?
And trust what you find online. I mean, if you search a company and it's doing a product submission, whatever, and you Google it and there are, you know, 50 bad reviews of people saying they were scammed, trust what you're finding, because most of those, that is the case.
Whereas if you search Noah and some review says, you know, he told me
you're going to have a hard time finding a bad review.
Well, or the bad review is he told me I couldn't.
We all have our enemies.
We do.
Right.
We do.
And so they go, oh, he told me this or that. And it's like, yeah, and I saved you $50,000 from making a crappy, and I told you what to do to make it better. And you said, no. Anyway, I'm sticking up for Noah. He's not doing that himself.
Once in a while, like I said, people interpret my advice as criticism, and it doesn't go well. So,
He has such a way of saying things that so much better than me as the slightly annoying host.
Somehow it's still loving.
Well done. All right.
Well, thank you.
Last little topic under the topic of bounce.
Oh, no, this one's huge.
Ah, the third leg. It's a big one.
All right. So that's an inside joke available only to us. By the way, if you ever get the unplugged version of Product Genius, you'll get it. All right.
If you become a premium member
on Patreon, which we're not on yet, maybe Clubhouse,
oh my God,
somewhere like that. Okay. We've lost
Thank
Tiffany.
God, they can't
for a
see
minute.
Me. I'm three shades of red.
I love it. Okay. Yeah. Successful entrepreneurs must also balance their passion with reality, or only a fool paints a masterpiece while the studio burns to the ground.
Yeah, I like that. Oh my gosh, what a great analogy for what we watch happen every day.
Yes. So this is really kind of actually maybe the most important. This is about, and there's a ton of podcasts about work-life balance, but it really applies to entrepreneurs as well. It's really important that you not become so obsessed with your business you're trying to launch, your product you're trying to launch, that you put everything else aside. You know, I've been doing this a long time. Mm-hmm. I have sadly seen a lot of bad stories. There's this one gentleman that I worked with, you know, years ago, and he became so obsessed that he was taking every spare dollar and putting into this thing over my advice, against my advice. Mm-hmm. He was putting all his time into it. He ended up as his wife left him because of it. He's like, you know, look, can we just go on vacation? Can we do this? Can we do things that married people do? Mm-hmm. And he was so dedicated to this. So my point there is you've got to find balance in just like with any other pursuit. No company, no idea is worth risking your family over or your, you know, your sanity over. Even if you're single, you need to find a time to go out and take a walk in the park once in a while. And in my opinion, your creativity, and in my experience, your creativity is going to be better for it. If you're just locking yourself away and focusing just on your idea, just on your business, then it's not going to be as good as if you actually intentionally step away from time to time. I have to do this in my business mm-hmm. because even if I'm working on a project with a client, if I am working on it hour after hour after hour, my returns start to diminish on the level of quality I can do for that. I've got to take a break and work on something else, go to the park, mm-hmm. do something else. Then I come back, I'm refreshed, and I'm more balanced. I found my center.
You know, that's not what the Marvel Cinematic Universe has taught me. You know, Tony Stark locked himself in the basement and he remade what he had made to escape. You know, Doctor yes. Strange went to the ends of the earth literally and stood there and studied day in, day. No, that you know, yeah. you're here. I'm pushing back against you.
Well,
that's not true.
I would point out that even Doctor Strange would go out to get sandwiches with
No, he
with
didn't.
Long.
No, yeah, he didn't. Oh. No, he was in his room all the time reading. And he didn't do that till he was
in
really
the opening scene of Infinity War. He and Wong were going out for sandwiches.
After he had become right when he first got there,
he eventually discovered his balance. Yes.
Ah, so if he had just kept studying, yes. and if Tony Stark eventually came out, and
Tony eventually found his balance right. too.
By the way, he almost died in that prototype suit because he couldn't the icing
yes,
problem.
That's true. That's how he defeated the bad guy.
But if he had just used the crane kick, he would have defeated
Tiffany's eyes
Thanos.
Have glazed over.
Yeah. All right. Yes. So thank you for going down that nerd rabbit trail with me, Noah.
We've gone
it.
From Karate Kid to yeah. Infinity War.
Well,
in one
I
show.
Just so I, and I was only making a point that you're right. You need to balance their passion with reality, but that's not what Hollywood teaches us. That's
no.
not.
No.
That's
exactly.
not what some of. So go read motivational quotes. There are motivational. Yeah. You just go and you take it. And you get. You know. I mean, it's like never give up and never surrender. And now I just did a galaxy.
There
quest
are
reference.
No. Yes, that's an excellent one.
One of the best sci-fi movies ever made. Okay,
there
sorry.
Are no real Tony Starks out right. there. You know, it's
well, they're crazy, right? If you yeah. do that, if you just allow, like you said, you've seen people who lose their marriages and their family. If yep. you can lose everything,
now,
if you don't
happy no. ending to that one particular guy, they did get back together.
Great.
No.
So, yeah, we'll did it happen it when he kind of let go of that I got to conquer everything?
It took a few years.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you've got to find that balance. And I love what you said. It makes you better. It makes you more creative. It makes you when you step away and get back to it, that will help more.
What's
than anything.
What's sad is Noah and I have seen that time and time again. I mean, over the past 10 years, I've seen it hundreds of times. People do that mm-hmm. to the extreme. And sadly, it's rarely over a product that is life-changing.
Right.
It's not like, you know, an insert for spinal surgery. It's rarely something that's really going to change someone's life or, you know, they're doing it for that reason. Mm-hmm. It's some mm-hmm. consumer product. And we know that is, you know, a dime a dozen and not worth your life yeah. and everything you could lose in it.
It's just a water pistol.
Yep.
Relax, right?
But it's the best one ever. No one's ever done anything like this. And why wouldn't you buy it if you could?
Super Soaker, those corporate shills. All right. So to wrap up, I want to remind all of our listeners that a stool with only two legs does not stand for long. A tree with deep roots grows to the sky, but the shallow tree is toppled by a light breeze. And only a fool paints a masterpiece while the studio burns to the ground. That was the best reference I could. So anyway,
wax wish on, we could wax test wax and see on. When people drop off of the episode. Like, did we lose them right then? Midway through those analogies.
Excuse me.
This episode did really well, listen, and then like right. My, listen,
doing great
minutes.
Till Steven started talking.
Listen, the flock of nerds
I would
that listen
that
to this
them.
Show are this is the greatest show they've ever heard. They want to hear. They heard wax on, wax off. They want to hear sweep the leg.
They're like, when are we doing an Infinity War show?
Exactly. And when are we going to have a Mystery Science Theater 3000 watch along? Right. I mean, they're just going crazy. So you want me to do an Office reference? Cause you'd appreciate that. Right.
Back. Yeesh.
Yeppers. What have I told you about yeppers? Okay. I could just riff, you know, from all my cultural reference. Okay. Sorry. Tiffany, you're going to have to close the show. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So great advice. Great topic on kind of remembering balance, concentrate, focus hard, remember balance, you know, and then if crane kick, if do right, no can defend. So, yes. So if you want to succeed as an entrepreneur, find balance in your life.
I like to think of myself as the product development crane kick, but yes.
So I'm seeing a product quick start t-shirt with Noah, a silhouette of Noah in that crane kit position. So very well done.
Manufacturing machine. Right?
Productquickstart.com.
Yes.
And on there is a contact us form that will allow you to give good, decent information about your idea.
Please.
Noah can respond. The more you fill out, the better he can respond. He will not share. He is not in the business of developing his own products. He wants to help you develop your product because when you profit, he profits.
Yes.
There you go. And all right. Very good. Tiffany.
Good show.
TiffanyKrumans.com. They can go to TiffanyKrumans.com, find out about your great introductory course on developing your own product. They can learn kind of start to finish what this looks like. And then when they finish that course, they can actually set up a time to talk to you.
Yes, they can.
I'm on a roll. Okay. And if you are looking to do your own podcast, you need to go to jodysmith.com because he is our producer and he's the easiest podcaster in the history of the world to work with. He's so good. He makes me sound actually rational, sane, and balanced. So that's how good he is. All right. So for Noah and for Tiffany and for Jody, this is Stephen Julian. I'd give you my website, but compliance would have my butt. So instead, just search Stephen Julian, independent financial advisor, to learn more about me. But we'll catch you next time on Product Genius.
So is the